The Throne with Lela Skhosana.
Welcome back on the Throne Room. Welcome back on the Throne Room. I am Lela Skhosana. It's 8:36. This is Radio Langafil, the Sunrise. I promise you that when I come back, I'll be talking to a phenomenal woman of God. I love her so much. Oh my God. I love her so much. And today we're talking all things love. You can hear she's already with me. She's already with me. Oh my goodness. Yes. She is love. You know, she understands the concept. I mean, if I can call it a concept, she'll tell us here on, but I know. I just said, you know what? This is the person for me. This is the woman. I know that she'll change your perspective. I know that she'll change how you think about love. I don't know. Maybe Kono Afiga, wati uyakuthanda wadlala ngawe. And you lost, you know, you lost hope and, you know, waphelelwe. So this is the woman of God. I'm not going to give her academic credentials today. We're just talking about love because we are, you know, we are love ourselves. God created us to love. So let's talk love. Pastor Tumi, hello. Akwande.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. I'm very well, thank you. Such an honor to have you.
And you know that feeling is mutual, right? You and I love
you. You know, we love each other so much. We connect in so many ways. You know, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. It's such an honor. I know that you have a very hectic, busy morning. You're supposed to go to church, you know, you're married to a pastor. I know, man. So I truly appreciate your time. So I'm not going to do much of an introduction except to say that you love so much. You're such a loving soul. You're such a great woman of our times. I know that there are many young women who are looking up to you, and when they see you, they just say, oh my God, this woman. So I'm going to allow you to greet my listener at home. And on that very same note, just briefly introduce yourself. Yeah, then we continue. It's all about love.
Okay.
Agwandi.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I'm so humbled that you would choose me to come talk to you about this very important topic. Like, yes. Love is probably one of the number one need and priority for many people, if not all of us.
Yes.
So, yeah, I am Tumi Makam. I am a pastor ordained.
Yes.
I'm married to Apostle Glenn Emmanuel Makam.
Mm-hmm.
And together we're pastoring a church called Faith Tabernacle Family in Witbank, Linville Township. I'm a mother of four kids. I love them. I'm a sibling. I'm a friend.
Mm.
I am many things to many other people. So I love that we can really coexist and impact each other's life.
Yes, thank you so much. I know what you mean, and I'm so fortunate to have met you, to have crossed paths with you. Not only crossed paths, but I think we somehow connected our paths, you know, matched.
Sure.
Can I use the word matched?
Sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about love, man. I'm not going to ask you questions,
yes.
The only thing that I would want you to share is your love story. How do you define love, you know? And I also want you to give, because there are so many people out there who don't believe in love anymore, just give them some hope, you know. Just share a bit about your love story, your love language, you know. Yes
All right. So my love story with my husband.
Yes.
I'm a lover. So I love.
I know. You also like kissing. I know.
I love.
Did I say that?
So you can already tell that physical touch is one of my love languages.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my love story begins with my husband 17 years ago. In 2005, we met. I just went to church one day. A friend of mine, my best friend still to date, he invited me to come to church.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, come with me to my uncle's church. And
right.
Lindy is 55 this year. So when she says my uncle, I'm thinking, an old dopey Gamukara. So where's this kid and everything? So never did I imagine that me going to church with her was my meeting my soulmate.
That's love in the church.
Well, soulmate, I think the discussion is still out on exactly what is a soulmate. But let's just leave it at that for today.
Yes.
So I met my husband in church, and I'm quite a flirt. Okay, let me say, I used to be quite a flirt.
Okay.
So as before he comes into church, I mean, we're worshiping, we're praising. And I say to my friend, your uncle better not be good looking. I have no idea where that came from. That was like, I just said that. I said, your uncle better not be good looking.
My goodness. And you're supposed to be at church and you're already talking about it.
I know. Why would I even say that? And then he walks in and then I'm like, oh my God. And I look at my friend. I'm like, it was not supposed to be like this. I've come to church and I want to focus on Jesus. I'm here to get born again.
Yeah.
But anyway, to just fast track the story, church ended, we met, and we went to his house. I think there was chemistry there, but I mean, he's a pastor. So I quickly call myself to order and say, listen, girls, you know, you and your Jezebel tendencies. And we left it at that. But it soon became clear we were drawn to each other. We started spending a lot of time together. And to date, I still tease him that he never really asked me out. You know that? You know how did he ask me out?
How did he do it?
It was on Valentine's Day. We met in January, by the way.
Okay.
So, like, maybe 2 weeks.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, goodness. Oh, yes, we're still having Pastor Tumi on the line. Sorry, Pastor Tumi, we just had a glitch there. You met on Valentine's Day. Continue.
Yeah.
Yes. No, so you did not. You did not meet on Valentine's Day, but he asked you out, ne?
He didn't ask me out.
Yes.
We were together, and I was dropping him off somewhere, and he just said to me, can you please kiss me? And that's it.
And this is a pastor, right?
This is a pastor.
Just so a reminder there.
When we crossed that line, I knew that, okay. But I was struggling in my head with the fact that he's a pastor.
Yeah.
Because I'm a professional, right? I'm in the mining industry. I was a woman in mining for very long. And I thought I'm going to get married to one of my professional friends, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to meet one of the people I work with, an engineer, or whatever, or a businessman at the least. I struggled to even wrap my head around being a pastor's wife and how the church can also be judgmental, because I'm not your typical mom from the
community. I wish we had a live, like, a video call or something so that everyone can see you. I know what you do. Because one of my questions, how do you cope being the person that you are? You know, surely you have struggling settling in as Mamu Mfundisi, Pastor Tumi Makam. You know, how do you balance that in your life, Nje? You know,
Okay, so from the beginning, what I appreciated about what my husband did, he allowed me to settle in the church at my own pace.
Okay.
So he did not expect me to fit into the existing mold.
Okay.
Of how to do things, and he allowed me to sort of grow in the path and then define how I wanted this to be. So that made it easy for me. And so it's basically organic. It just flows with what I feel at the time, what we need to do and what I believe God is saying we must do, obviously aligning to the church vision and what the apostle cast as our vision for any year or in a particular season. And so I'm there. I'm in your face. If you don't like people who are extrovert, then you'll struggle with me because I'm dead. I want to hug people after church. I'm outside. I want to know your business. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know how Lele is. And so that's, unfortunately, both my husband and I are extroverts. So we're both like that.
Yeah.
Find us outside church, after church, we're just meeting people and catching up. And yeah, that's, we just laid back like that.
Yeah. No, nice one. Mm. So do you perhaps talk to young people in the church who might have their own, you know, definition of what love is or should be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the time. We have different sessions. I would do it either in our ladies fellowship. We also meet with young adults. We also meet with youth. So we have different platforms that we talk about this all the time. And one of my, I think two things that today people struggle with. Mm-hmm. Number one, love is no longer as clean and pure as it used to be. People have got ulterior motives out there. So when you meet somebody now, your job is much harder in terms of doing your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you've got to be in tune. You've got to be aligned. You've got to have your spiritual discernment on a high, on steroids to be able to detect scammers and fakes because they are just everywhere now. And also, like, listen to the things that are not said. You know, there's things that if he doesn't say he loves you, it's exactly that. He doesn't love you. So don't confuse the actions with anything, because if it's not said, if it's not spoken, and don't make apologies for him or her. If he didn't apologize, he's not sorry. So don't say he is when he isn't, and make and give explanations on their behalf. You're going to be the one that's going to pay the price later on, because eventually it will come out. So try and do your due diligence quite earnestly and seriously in the beginning when you meet the person. Over time, there's things that you really can't hide.
Do some vetting.
So that's the first thing. The first thing is knowing how to identify the person. And then the second thing, I think some people are boring, Lele. Like, people don't put an effort into making themselves interesting. I mean, the reason why somebody will come back to you is that they enjoyed the time they spent with you so much.
But why did they go for the first time?
I'm
saying, if they are coming back, do they come back? Have they left you? Why? Why would they be coming back? Because if you say
I'm talking about in the dating period, like when you are still courting, like the first time you probably attracted to each other by something. Either it was looks or there was instant chemistry when your eyes locked, you guys knew that, okay, there was a spark there. And then you go on like a first date, right?
Okay.
But put an effort in there. Put an effort in terms of preparing yourself, in terms of being able to articulate yourself, being able to hold a conversation, just be a generally informed human being so that you never have anything to say. Have you ever spent time with somebody who just never have anything to say?
Yeah.
They are just always quiet. And I know are people whose personalities are very reserved. Mara, even when you are reserved, when you are with that person, you should have something that is exciting about you that you can share with the other person, right? And then the other thing is the sustaining factor.
Okay.
Because you can grab their attention, you can get them interested enough to stay around a few months. But what will keep you guys to go forever?
Now my ears are wide open.
Do you hear me right?
Yes.
Yes. So I think people need to be focused. Why do you put more attention into building your career? But you don't want to put an effort in something that means a lot more to you. So I think that's where we go wrong. We take things for granted. We just let it, you know. I think we're just too complacent. That's probably the word. We also get complacent, even in marriage. I mean, some of us, we must challenge ourselves. If you've been married for longer than 3, 4, 5 years, you better be creative, because, you know, what's going to keep us together for 20 years and beyond 20 years. That's 40 years. Think about it.
It's work.
Being with the same person forever can be boring.
can be very boring, I can imagine.
Yeah.
But you need to do something about it.
Make that love thing, you know.
You mentioned being creative, What do you do, Jaywin? What do you do?
So creative is in many areas. You get creative in terms of how we spend time together. I get it, we go to work and we all come back home. How do you spend time together?
Right.
What do we do when we are together?
Right.
What are your interests? So I find some couples also make a mistake of living life apart. That's one of the most dangerous things that you can do. But creating... what do I call it? You know, extramural activities outside of your partner, and then it takes up most of your time.
Yeah.
And you are always away and always away from each other. So to me, that is a recipe for disaster. You know, your the boys' outings and the girls' outing.
Someone would just say, Pastor Dumi, someone would say, hi, I need to spend time with my girls. I need, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But
you need to do that to stay relevant and to also, because you have to build your relationship. It doesn't mean when you get married, suddenly you don't have friends anymore. But I'm talking about managing how to balance that. Time. Because when you're going away, what is he doing or what is she doing? That's the question.
So we have few minutes remaining. So now I just want you to help someone who sits at home and saying, you know what, I mean, at this love business, no, nishap, I'm fine.
Okay. So the honest truth is that just because somebody did you wrong doesn't mean the next person will do you wrong.
All right.
Right?
Right.
So don't let everybody suffer because of your previous lover. You need to be much more relaxed and learn to move on from the past. That's the first thing. I mean, I was hurt many times before I met my husband, but that never made me lose interest in love. I knew love is beautiful. Love is one of the
love
most
is beautiful.
Exciting feelings ever. So number one, don't do that. Don't let everybody wear the same blanket. And then secondly, invest more in yourself as well. Make yourself
love that.
Make yourself a one table, if there's weight like that.
One table, we'll add it, we'll add it.
We'll add it. Let's do that, right?
Yeah.
And then when you see red flags, don't stay too long.
Yeah. Like, because they're always there, man. Ish.
Yeah, no, if there's major red flags, because only a little red flag that you can work with.
Okay, right? That like you can work with. Okay.
Somebody who doesn't have a fashion sense, I mean, we can.
You know?
it's not a big deal.
Really?
But look at the character of a person.
Okay.
Look at the things that really matter. What does he believe in? What are his values? How does he respect women? How does he treat other human beings? And when you are, when you have a set of values, like you're a born again Christian, you're looking for somebody who's got the same value system as you.
Yeah.
Don't go outside and then later on you're surprised why he's acting like this. But you knew in the beginning he didn't believe the same thing as you. So there's things that you can work with and there's things that you can't work with.
Awesome. I think we need more time, you know, just to... I know, you know, talking about fashion sense is one of the red flags. We're talking about it the other time with my girls. I hope they're listening and smiling wherever they are. We even went on to mention the brands, you know.
Listen, take him shopping, girl. Take him shopping.
Some don't listen. Some don't listen.
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You can work and you can fix that one. It's a minor.
Thank you so much, Pastor Tum. It's such an honor. Thank you so much. I hope that thank we're going to have another session some other time. But I know for the fact that you have helped someone this morning. May God continue to bless you and stay bubbly as you are.
Yeah, I will tell you sometime. Yes. Some other time we'll talk about how to overcome heartbreak and move on. Like, you'll laugh if you knew how many times I cried over this fall. And only God showed me later why it didn't work with that person.
You know? Sure.
So it does happen.
It does happen. It does happen.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, woman of God. Please go to church and be the person that you are. I love you so much, woman of God.
Thank you. I love you. Yes, I really do.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great one too.
Do you have a song, perhaps, that I can play for you?
Come again?
Do you have a song that you would love me to play for you?
Oh, there's a lot. But you know one that has carried me through this season now?
Okay.
It's a song by Hillsong.
Hillsong?
It's Walk Upon the Waters.
Oh,
walk,
beautiful
walk
song.
Upon the Waters, yes. Something like that. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's a song to uplift you.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll have that song coming up right now. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, my darling.
Awesome. Agwande.
I invite your listeners.
Yeah. Agwande. Agwande. Awesome. Beautiful conversation, Mdanasekhaya, with Pastor Tumi Makam. I hope that you have enjoyed our talk, All Things Love. And yeah, man, that was beautiful. Still looking for that song, Hillsong. Yeah. And yeah, we just love you this morning. Continue to love. Love is a beautiful thing. Love is a beautiful thing. Ngiyakuthanda njengamanje. Song coming up, Upon the Water by Hillsong. Ngiyazi ukuthi uyakuthanda ukuhlala kanye nami. Ngiyazi ukuthi uyakuthokozela. Ushering you to the next hour of the show. Pastor Tumi, let me play you, yes, I have the song now. Thank you so much. So I'm playing you that song, ushering you to the next hour of the show where we say it's hour of praise and worship on the throne room. And I would want you, and I plead with you, to please send in your song request, Mdanasekhaya. As you send your song request, mina nawe siyaqhubeka, siyathandaza, senza konke, simdumise uNkulunkulu kanye kanye. Yes, I am so much waiting for you for your song request. Ngiyakuthanda njengamanje, Mdanasekhaya. We are going, it's 8:58, it's the throne room. Yes, I'm giving you that song now. Enjoy the song, Agwande.